that story. Just some mystical thoughts here. I got, if it can be heard, I got some strange inspiration. This always often happens to this person, it seems, to just look at old pictures from Sweden, especially Stockholm. Pictures from when young Peo came to town, 73 and around that. And when he was walking around in this town in the 70s, and yes, in the 80s, sometimes walking around there singing Hare Krishna with his friends, and but also the old days in Sweden and how people looked like and how it, the atmosphere seemed and feels so different. We look at those pictures and Peo can remember that, yes, when he was young, first time he came to this town in 67 and so on, everything felt so different. And how different? In which way different? Well, he's sitting there speculating as usual that, you know, when you think back, it's like there was something different in the atmosphere, the air, the sun, the light. As if the air was thicker and richer somehow or other, of atmosphere. Or maybe it's just that the young senses perceived the same world differently, but the world has changed. And people have changed the world. Not very much, but something. Peo can, you know, having been through those changes, he can kind of, not exactly pinpoint it, but yes. You see those pictures, those photographs from, even from the Second World War, all this way back. And the 60s, 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And Peo, as a young teenager, he reacted to those changes which he saw around him at that time. Things became more dull, without soul. The cities became filled with grey concrete, glass and steel buildings, everything just square and cubes and rectangles. The little personal shops run by people who you recognized. Maybe spoke a few words with you, bought your bread or whatever. Were replaced by the supermarkets, all looking the same, with anonymous workers. Like a food factory. A little older, unique, personal buildings disappeared and were replaced by standard commercial enterprise outlets. How the entire environment became more sterile. And people's minds, he saw it on his own parents, especially his father, who got carried away a bit by this modernity, which he kind of looked up to and had learned to see as progress. The sexual revolution, the cheap youthful dresses rather than the elegant gentleman dresses that he used to wear. And all of it, how the personal association between people turned into watching the TV together. Of going out to pubs and bars drinking together and really slowly sliding away from each other there in the darkness and on the gray naked streets. Or advertisement in vulgar colors now popped up everywhere. Yes, it felt that maybe the world had been taken over by the big corporations. By businesses, we are now only consumers and workers in boring offices. He liked, Pio, the good old handcrafts, the pride of handcrafts people who make something useful and beautiful. Now it was plastic machine made, robot made, everything, and electronics, little gizmos. Everybody wanted, and that eventually sucked up their minds. Little TV screens in the pocket with cameras and microphones and loudspeakers and a constant flow of something. Was it information? Well, was it entertainment? Well, but rather just a flow of something. Lots of it mindless. Colors and sounds. Eventually just designed to make you look at it. And that's all you were. Eyes and a mind behind them. That can be made to do things that make money or fame for others. Yes, that's what Pio had seen. How the world around him had become more impersonal. That's the best word he could find. An impersonalism. A machinery. A working and producing and consuming. And enjoying and entertaining. And thinking mainly of those things. And yes, he and his friends, even back there in the late teens and early 20s, had revolted against this. We want to be for real. To find ourselves, our real selves, living souls. And to be with each other for real. Not pretending, not artificial, not a system of social codes acted on just to get your ways and your desires fulfilled. Building your network of contacts to promote your projects and persona. It's for real, not the cogs in the wheel, not the cog wheels and the machinery. yeah, they spoke much like that back then in the 70s. But then he saw how the machinery became smart. My son sat there behind the screen and not only pushed the buttons but shaped our world, our cosmos, our worldview, shaped our image of ourselves, who we think we are and what our life is meant for. And here he is, old Pio, eternally young, but sitting in an old body, as they say, 70 years old. Yeah. But the same young man in there, with the same rebellious feelings against the falsity and the lies and the artificiality, which is not for me, he says. Artificiality is not for me. But now he's on the other side of it. That's what we call life. Well, the side where you're supposed to dwindle and shut up and sit down with crosswords. Rather than step out into the world to change it. But he realizes where you now have the same freedom as you had when you were young, or that you longed after when you were young, where you don't have to work that work to make the bucks, the money, to survive. Where you're free to do whatever you want to do. So, says Pio, don't underestimate the power of the pensioners. And especially don't underestimate the will and ability of the forever young. Because they never give up living. And seeking themselves and that forever youth right here. Where they are now.